Ocean in the bushes next to 57. The highway is your girlfriend as you go by a cliff. Suburban dreams, suburban speed, and it smells like heaven. I say it, Roadrunner once, Roadrunner twice. I'm in love with AM sound, and I'll be out all night.
I'm sorry. Mensch hier drinnen ist, nicht so langsam wäre. Nimm die Brownie, schieß doch mal das Türchen. Denn der Mensch hier drinnen hindert den Verkehr. Rascher Johnny, hey, rascher Johnny, hey. Stimm mir an den Song vom Anderlei. Lieber ist doch an Zeit nicht gebunden. Johnny, mach rasch, denn hier geht's um Sekunden. Ewig nicht steht der Mond. Jetzt stehen keine fünf mehr, die Bretter wandern lang. Jetzt gibt's keine Uhr und kein Ohi. Und kein Mensch mehr ist im Mandalay. Da, was gab's noch Menschen auf der Welt? Und die waren eben wert ihr Geld. Jetzt ist eben nichts mehr auf der Welt in Ordnung. Und ein Puff wie dieses kennt man heute nicht mehr. Keine Browning mehr und auch kein Türchen. Wo kein Mensch ist, da ist doch kein Verkehr. Rascher Johnny, hey, rascher Johnny, hey. Mir an den Song vom Anderlei. Liebe, die ist doch an Zeit nicht gebunden. Johnny, mach rasch, denn hier geht's um Sekunden. Ewig nicht steht der Mond über dir, Anderlei. Ewig nicht steht der Mond über dir. We'll be right back.
Yes, I never pop a sister, brother, or grandma, greengrocer, not even my news agent, who specially requested a mention if I could fit it in. No way. Tough luck. Down well in security and all that shit. Put this in italics. I'm 14 and I can truly relate to you, man. Comma, thanks awfully. Full stop. Where was I? Close bracket. Oh yeah. I'm gonna say it anyway, in a way to make you think there must gotta be something in it. You're wasting your time. Right on. Shut up. Bring me my hair shirt. Bring me my whips. You're gonna hear it from these lips. Cause I got what I got. I got a Nessalola. Build it up. I gotta build down, build up a state I'm in. Christ's sake, gonna understand me and bugger up my backstroke scene. Trident trotters. Oh! Nothing! It's blame. It's blame ever again. I have to go and never sit down. Yeah, just relax and listen to the music. Chugga, chugga, on my palate. Tobe is upstairs painting his spots. Dot, dot, dot. Gentian violet on my mind. Ooh, ooh. Well, I do. Roman dust. My blues. That'll do. To mention disappearing tigers and commitment. Commit me, mama. They're trying to commit me. Commit him to the garden, maudlin. Commit.
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
the mix. Pop in your tape and get lost in a mix of tunes ranging from all kinds of genres and sounds. The Mix, Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Viva la Mark.
Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave her a radio show. Tune in and hear the Markster spin the best and the worst in indie, punk, classic, country, par pop, and so much more. That's Viva la Mark. Viva la Mark. Friday night starting at 9. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The winner.
if you want some fun,
see what you have never seen. Tune in to Short Walk live stream on Twitch, noon to 2 p.m. Fridays with your host, Dirt Mulligan. It's a phantasmagorical kaleidoscopic adventure happening of visuals, music, poetry, writing, humor, strangeness. Tune in and contribute too.
That one snuck by me. I wanted to announce it in advance that that is a song called F is for Fake, which you just heard, by a band called The Relationships. And we're talking about my departed friend, Richard. And Richard was in that band. He played bass, and he wrote the lyrics to that song. And he was in a few bands. I mean, essentially, the sensibility that I gather is that he sort of worked with textures, different instruments, and just kind of adding in the more loonier kinds of aspects of things. And I think that's a little bit more straightforward. But he was well-loved for his zaniness and what he added to these groups. There was The Relationships, there was the Buzzcuts, and a couple other bands that I could not research. But anyway, Richard passed in 2023, and we had a break in our relationship as friends for about 10 years. And as I mentioned earlier, it was a bit upsetting. I was a bit stressed. I was worried more so because I had learned Richard was having some difficulties, I guess, with his divorce and, you know, at that point in time, a difficult relationship with his daughter. And he had met somebody, some Spanish woman, who he seemed to be very, very taken by, and that was like the last I heard. But he had sent me a whole deluge of music. Stuff, as I mentioned earlier, was very difficult to get here in the United States, and if you could, it was pretty expensive. And this was before postage got just incredibly insane between the Atlantics. And so after a fashion, around 2021, I'm trawling Facebook and I come across his name. And it just seems like it could be him. And I think that he also included an avatar, which I recognized. So I wrote him and we had a real nice reuniting. Now, I told him I did not pick up on the chronology, but, you know, like, what exactly happened? And again, even to this day, I'm a little in the dark as to what happened when. But, you know, to tell you about inner sufferings of friends, people you know, people you don't know, Richard had returned to their flat. I'm thinking that maybe he was with his daughter in tow. I don't know whether they had been separated or divorced at this time. It seemed to be on a pretty amicable level. And there was a note on the door. And the note said, you come in and let, the daughter to stay for just a moment, stay behind. So I was really curious when that poor man went in, he found that his wife had hung herself, had committed suicide. It was very, very tragic. I had no guess that, this may have been one of the reasons for the interruption. In the more current vein of the situation of his life, he had been working with the council, and I don't know much about British, general politics, and like squat about local politics. But Richard had moved to a council flat, worked for the council, which I guess is like a local governmental body, and had to leave work. I think it was some kind of. I don't know if it was like an actuarial kind of position that he was in. I don't know. I can't remember. But he had to leave because he had fainted and was fainting, I believe. And, it ended up that his heart was an issue. He had a heart attack. And so, they got him another position. It was a lot lighter. And I don't know whether he was working on the housing issues, council, you know, council housing. But lo and behold, after 20 years, we establish a connection where, you know, we're going to Zoom call one another or FaceTime one another. And this was the first. I mean, it really wasn't an application back then. And it wasn't an application back then. But now, you know, Marvy technology. So I had a great conversation with Richard. And the first thing he told me was, you sound funny. And I was taken a little bit of a back. And he said, do you have adenoids? And I said, I have no idea. I have sinus issues and all that. He says, well, you sound a bit like Jonathan Richman. And I took that as a compliment. So we had a nice chat and a lot of laughter. Richard told me that he was living pretty much a Spartan lifestyle. You know, he had only about four albums in his possession, one of them being The Outsiders, the Belgian group. Not the American group, and a couple other things that I can't remember now. But and that was the last time I heard from him. He had dropped off of Facebook again, had stopped communication with me, and as I learned, with other people too. So I don't know. At this point in time, I kind of felt a little bit more secure, but I figured, okay, maybe this health is an issue. So, back in October 2023, I was trolling Facebook and came across a memorial to him from Jason Gross, who runs Perfect Sound Forever. Richard had been writing for Perfect Sound Forever for some time, and actually, I didn't know. I didn't learn. He was really humble. I didn't learn about his bands except peripherally, and then later after he passed. So anyway, Richard had had a heart attack, a fatal heart attack at this point. And that's all I know. You know, I mean, cherish your friends. I mean, you know that, and you may not know that when you get into a huff or whatever, but, you know, people have all kinds of crosses to bear, have all kinds of things going on. Anyway, we're finishing this out. Hopefully you can join me also next week, Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. what the hell is this program called? I'm blanking right now. I think a little bit too much of remembering some sad, sad things. Okay. Wound liquor. It's wound liquor. Anyway, we finish up with more selections of beloved stuff by Richard. Thank you.
what makes essential workers essential.
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
You're not identified.
Everybody learned the meaning of troglodyte so quickly, we figured we'd throw anthropoid at him. And an anthropoid was the link between man and the apes. You could say the missing link.
You know, back in the days when dinosaurs ruled the earth, there was a disco that not many people knew about. And every night, about 7 o'clock, the door would open. A hulking frame would appear. It would be none other than Luther, the Anthropoid. Now Luther loved to dance, you know. He would come in every night to do the caveman and the breakdown. He'd say, dance, dance. He looked around, he saw the regulars, you know, Betty Breakdown, Dancing Dora, and Fat Fanny. He walked right up to the first girl he saw. He didn't care. He grabbed her. He grabbed Betty Breakdown. He said, come here. Come here. She broke right down on him. She was killing him. He
You can hear Pat Benny across the room yelling, "Break down!" That wasn't nothing to Luther. He went into his caveman thing. He said, "Ugh." Yeah. Betty backed up. Luther said, "Me want. Me want. Me want that. Me want that." Luther stood alone. Nobody dared to challenge him. So he left. And he left mad. Ugh. Crushing rocks. Ripping trees out of the ground. Say, ugh. Ugh. Just then he came to a house. It was a big house. Big. It had a big peephole. Cause it was a big house. Luther put his eye to the peephole. He said, "Ugh." Now I ain't gonna tell you what he saw, but he started a saying back then that we use today. We just got it a little mixed up, you know. When he put his eye to the peephole, you know what he said? "Power to the peephole. Power to the peephole. Power to the peephole." Yeah.
Be like, yeah.
tired of the friends we make. In case we mean to say something else, they were the best of times we ever had. The best of times, the thoughtless kind. We dress conservatively at the best of times. Prefer the shadows to the bright lights in your eyes. Now the ones you love, the bright lights in the eyes of the ones you love. What we see, what we imagine, the eyes tell us nothing. The bright lights in the eyes of the ones we love will tell us nothing. Like the scars of imagination, the scars of imagination. The bright lights in the eyes of the ones we love will tell us nothing, except through the thoughtless kind. So if you grow tired of the friends you made, never, never turn your back on them. Say they were the best of times you ever had. The best of times, the thoughtless kind. The very best of times, with a thoughtless kind.
stay tuned for Indy 500 with DJ
Distracted Driver.
I want to say Sidecar. Oh my gosh, you got too many nom de plumes here, nom de radios. And Speed Racer in? All right. Well, listen, have fun and enjoy, and hopefully see you next week.
Love will come when you get enough under your arms. Oh, mama. Love will come. Love will make you fit it all in the car. Oh, mama. Something will take you by your pants and swing you over its head and kick you back and forth. Watching the bells, watching the lights. What I want is far away. Talk to the moon, flatten her down. Make her watch the wind all night. She can't wait, lonely as hell. Walking around without the wind. I'm not here. Watching the moon.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. This is the Indy 500. This week we will be racing psych rock and big brass. You may be noticing this is neither of those things. That is okay, because we're starting off with some words and some songs that are generally new from the last around 3 to 6 months that you may enjoy. This is Cameron Winter with Love Takes Miles. But as it is 1 p.m., we must read you the WRCT radio calendar and the WRCT music calendar. Oh, we will see. Okay, the Kelly Strayhorn Theater is presenting multimedia artist Nyame Njie's latest visual art exhibition, Lifting Liberty, displaying at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater's lobby from Thursday, February 27th, that's today, to Saturday, May 31st. In the exhibition, Je uses collages, photos, and text to meditate on the legacy of Black cultural spaces in East Liberty. The Kelly Strayhorn Theater is located at 5941 Penn Ave, East Liberty. Visit kelly-strayhorn.org for more information about upcoming events. Additionally, for the first time, the Andy Warhol Museum and Carnegie Mellon University School of Art MFA program co-present a joint exhibition, Holding Still, Holding On, where five artists employ diverse approaches to storytelling through mediums including photography, painting, archival assemblage, sculptural installations, text, sound, and film. Their works collectively explore the intersections of memory, place, and belonging, together revealing art's unique capacity to hold and transform complex personal and collective histories. Holding Still, Holding On is on view March 14th to April 21st, 2025, in the Warhol's rotating exhibition gallery. The Warhol Museum is located at 117 Sandusky Street, Northside. Visit warhol.org for more information. There's so much to read in the radio calendar, including the Pittsburgh Glass Center, which features Glass Life Forms 2025, an exhibit of 50 glass biological models of flora and fauna, depicting everything from animals and insects to plants and microorganisms, created using diverse glass techniques such as stained glass, fusing, kiln casting, pate de verre, blown glass, flame working, and more, on display now through April 20th. The Pittsburgh Glass Center is located at 5472 Penn Ave. Visit pittsburghglasscenter.org for more information about upcoming events. That was the WRCT radio calendar, read at 1 p.m. and 11 p.m. and I think 4 p.m. No, 1 p.m. 7.